Once long ago, there was a young man named David.
He lived in a little town named Bethlehem.
His father's name was Jesse.
David had 7 older brothers.
At that time, David's country, Israel, was at war.
All his brothers were soldiers fighting this war.
David was at home because he was not old enough to be in the army.
His job was to take care of his father's sheep.
David?
Yes, father.
David, my son, you have been working hard watching the sheep. Today, I need you to do something different.
Sure, father. What do you need me to do?
Here is a bag of food. Take it to your brothers in the army camp.
I'm happy to do that.
Then, come back and tell me how they are doing.
Sure, father.
David started his journey to the army camp.
He was so excited to see his brothers again.
They were his heroes.
But in the camp, things were not going well.
Israel was fighting the Philistines.
The two armies were camped on two sides of a large valley.
The Philistines had a giant.
His name was Goliath.
Every day, he would come out and make fun of the Israelites.
Send someone to fight me!
But all the Israelite soldiers ran away and hid.
That's what I thought. Run! Run, you scary cats!
For many weeks, Goliath challenged the Israelite army.
Will one of you be brave enough to fight me today?
There was only silence all around.
You're all weak, like rats. You'll never be able to fight me. Ha ha ha!
Goliath is so big and scary.
Yeah, he must be at least 3 meters tall.
How will we ever fight him?
We can't. It's hopeless.
There you are. I've been everywhere looking for you.
What are you doing here?
Father sent food for you.
Well, if we are going to die, at least we will not die hungry.
You can say that again.
Who said you're going to die?
The Philistines have a giant.
But we have God on our side. Nothing is impossible.
Nobody can beat Goliath. He's too big.
Don't tell me you're afraid.
Yes, we are. And you should too.
No, I'm not afraid.
Fine. Why don't you fight Goliath?
Okay. Maybe I will.
No, David. I'm your big brother. I say no.
Yes, big brother. I will.
You haven't even seen Goliath yet.
I'm not afraid of anything as long as God is with me.
Did you say you would fight Goliath?
Yes.
Wow. Finally, someone is brave enough.
David, what will I say to father?
Don't worry. I will tell him myself later.
Come, I must take you to the king right now.
I have promised money, position, and power to any man who kills Goliath. He can also marry my daughter, the princess. But all my men are scared. Like mice before a giant cat.
Good afternoon, my king. I have found someone who will fight Goliath.
Great! Finally, a man who is willing to fight the giant. Where is this brave warrior?
Here he is. His name is David.
He's just a boy. He's not a soldier or a warrior. How do you think he will fight the giant?
Oh, king, I may be young and small, but I am strong, and I am not afraid.
You have the heart, but not the experience of a fight.
God has already helped me fight a lion and a bear while I was taking care of my father's sheep.
All right. Soldier, go get my armor. The boy can use it to protect himself.
I cannot fight with this. I can't even move.
What will you use to fight Goliath?
I will use my sling. And I trust God will protect me.
Well, if you really want to fight Goliath, I will not stop you.
Thank you.
May God go with you.
David left the king's tent and went to a nearby stream.
He picked up 5 rocks to use in his sling.
He then waited for Goliath to come out and make his challenge.
Anyone brave enough to come and fight me today?
All the Israelite soldiers ran away for their lives.
Except David.
I will fight you.
You're just a boy. Go home to your mother.
All the Philistine army laughed.
Goliath looked at David's sling.
Am I a dog that you come and fight me with a sling?
I have come to fight in the name of God. He will give me victory.
I will cut you up and feed your body to the birds.
But David did not care. He prayed to God.
David put a stone in his sling.
Then he swung the sling round and around.
Finally, David let the stone go.
It went up into the air.
Then it hit Goliath right in the forehead.
And the giant came tumbling down.
David ran and stood over the dead giant.
The Israelite soldiers came out of hiding and shouted for joy.
Every soldier in the Philistine army ran away in fear.
David and his soldiers chased the Philistines far away.
David helped win a famous victory.
David! 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 David.